Hello, and welcome to another episode of Strategic Planning for Business Owners. I'm your host, Stephen Young. On this podcast, we focus on one goal: helping business owners make smarter strategic decisions about their companies, their wealth, and ultimately, their exit. Most business owners spend decades building enterprise value, but relatively few step back and think carefully about the financial structures that surround the business. Today, we're going to talk about one of the most powerful and most overlooked strategies available to privately held companies: captive insurance companies. If you've never heard of a captive insurance company, you're not alone. Even highly successful business owners often haven't encountered the concept, yet many of the largest and most sophisticated companies in the world have been using captive insurance structures for decades. In this episode, I'm going to explain what a captive insurance company is, why business owners should consider one, the types of risks a captive can insure, and why captives can also become an extraordinary wealth accumulation tool over time. And let's start with the basics. So, what is a captive insurance company? At its core, a captive insurance company is simply an insurance company that is owned by the business it insures. Instead of paying all of your insurance premiums to outside insurance companies, you create your own insurance company. Your operating business then pays premiums to that insurance company, and that entity assumes certain risks faced by the business. And in other words, you are bringing part of your insurance program in-house. The captive collects premiums, holds reserves, pays claims if they arise, and invests the capital that accumulates inside the insurance company. Now, this idea might sound unusual if you've never heard of it before, but it's actually very common among large corporations. In fact, a huge percentage of Fortune 500 companies operate captive insurance companies as part of their overall risk management strategy. Why do they do it? Because it allows them to control insurance costs, tailor coverage to their actual risks, and retain the underwriting profits that would otherwise go to a commercial insurance carrier. And that last point is incredibly important. Most business owners pay insurance premiums every year and never see that money again. It's simply an expense. But when you own the insurance company, the economics change dramatically. Here's why businesses create captive insurance companies. Every business faces risk. Some risks are obvious. Property damage, employee injuries, or liability claims are the types of exposures that traditional insurance policies typically address. But modern businesses face a much broader and more complex range of risks: cybersecurity breaches, ransomware attacks, supply chain disruptions, regulatory investigations, reputational damage, and operational interruptions can all create serious financial consequences. Many of these risks are difficult or extremely expensive to insure in the commercial insurance marketplace. Sometimes the coverage simply doesn't exist. A captive insurance company allows business owners to insure these risks themselves. Rather than transferring the entire risk to an outside carrier, the company retains part of the risk internally while building financial reserves to absorb potential losses. Over time, this can stabilize insurance costs, reduce reliance on commercial insurance markets, and create a much more customized risk management program. But perhaps the most compelling aspect of a captive is what happens financially over time. And because when the captive collects premiums and claims are relatively low, the reserves inside the captive begin to grow. And that's where the wealth accumulation potential starts to emerge. Now let's explore the types of risks captives can cover. One of the most attractive features of captive insurance companies is their flexibility. Captives are often used to insure risks that are difficult, expensive, or impossible to insure through traditional insurance carriers. And for example, cybersecurity risk has become one of the fastest growing threats facing businesses today. Ransomware attacks and data breaches can cause enormous financial disruption. Yet commercial cyber insurance policies are becoming increasingly restrictive and expensive. A captive allows a company to create coverage specifically tailored to its own cybersecurity environment. Another common exposure is supply chain disruption. Many companies depend heavily on a small number of suppliers or transportation networks. If one of those suppliers fails or a logistics network breaks down, the company can experience severe operational disruption. A captive can insure these exposures and provide capital to support the business during those events. Captives are also frequently used to insure regulatory and legal exposures. Businesses operating in regulated industries may face government investigations, compliance issues, or legal defense costs that are not fully covered by traditional insurance policies. Another emerging risk area is reputational damage. In the age of social media and instant communication, negative publicity can spread quickly and damage a company's brand. Captive insurance policies can provide resources for crisis management and public relations efforts designed to protect the company's reputation. Captives are also commonly used to ensure gaps in traditional business interruption coverage, as well as risks such as product recalls, warranty programs, employee theft or fraud, environmental exposures, and even large deductibles that exist in traditional insurance policies. It's important to understand that captives usually complement commercial insurance rather than replacing it entirely. A business might continue to purchase traditional insurance for catastrophic risks while using the captive to insure specialized risks or to cover deductibles. This layered approach often creates a more efficient overall risk management strategy. Now let's talk about another reason captive insurance companies have attracted attention in recent years: the tax structure. Under certain provisions of the U.S. tax code, most notably Section 831B, qualifying captive insurance companies can elect to be taxed only on their investment income rather than on the premiums they collect. At the same time, the operating business is generally allowed to deduct the premiums it pays to the captive as a normal business expense. So think about what that means. The operating company receives a current tax deduction for the premiums it pays. The captive receives those premiums but does not pay tax on them, assuming the structure is compliant and properly designed. Only the investment earnings generated by the captive's reserves are taxed. This creates a powerful tax dynamic that allows business owners to fund risk reserves with pre-tax dollars while building capital in a tax-efficient structure. However, and this is extremely important, captives must operate as legitimate insurance companies. They must involve real risk transfer, proper underwriting, actuarially determined premiums, and regulatory compliance. When those conditions are met, the tax benefits are simply a byproduct of the captive's legitimate insurance operations. Now, let's talk about what makes captives particularly interesting from a strategic planning perspective. Over time, captive insurance companies can accumulate significant financial assets. Each year, the operating company funds the captive with insurance premiums. Depending on the size of the business and the risks being insured, those premiums might range from several hundred thousand dollars to over $2 million annually. If claims are relatively low, and they often are, when insuring low-frequency risks, the majority of those premiums remain in the captive as reserves. Those reserves are then invested. Because the captive is not taxed on underwriting income, the full amount of premium contributions can compound inside the captive. Over a decade or more, this compounding can create substantial financial assets. In many cases, captive insurance companies accumulate tens of millions of dollars in reserves. Those reserves can eventually be used for many purposes: paying claims, distributing dividends, funding acquisitions, or supporting long-term financial planning. For business owners whose wealth is heavily concentrated in their operating company, this can be a powerful diversification strategy. Now, let's consider which businesses benefit most from having a captive insurance company. Captive insurance companies are not appropriate for every business. The strategy tends to work best for profitable, privately held companies with stable cash flow and meaningful risk exposure. Businesses generating several million dollars of earnings, particularly middle market companies, often have the scale necessary to justify a captive structure. Industries such as manufacturing, construction, logistics, healthcare, and technology frequently encounter operational risks that are well suited for captive insurance solutions. On the other hand, small businesses, startups, or companies with highly volatile earnings may not be good candidates. Captives are long-term planning tools, and they require consistent funding and proper governance to be effective. Given the benefits we've discussed, you might wonder why more business owners don't pursue captive insurance strategies. The biggest reason is simple. Most owners don't know the strategy exists. Captives historically served very large corporations, so many middle-market entrepreneurs assume the concept doesn't apply to them. Complexity is another barrier. Establishing a captive requires coordination among actuaries, attorneys, tax advisors, regulators, and captive managers. There are also upfront costs and ongoing administrative requirements. And in recent years, the IRS has challenged certain poorly structured captive arrangements, which has caused some advisors to approach the strategy cautiously. But when designed properly and supported by legitimate risk management needs, captive insurance companies remain an established and powerful planning tool. Think about this. For many entrepreneurs, their business represents the majority of their net worth. Captive insurance companies can play a strategic role in gradually diversifying that wealth. Over time, the captive becomes a separate pool of capital outside the operating business that can provide financial flexibility and resilience. Those reserves can support acquisitions, help fund ownership transitions, or strengthen the financial position of the overall enterprise. For business owners planning an eventual exit, this can be particularly valuable. Captives create a discipline mechanism for moving capital out of the operating company while addressing real business risks at the same time. Captive insurance companies represent one of the most powerful and underutilized strategies available to business owners today. They allow companies to manage risk more effectively, control insurance costs, build tax-efficient reserves, and create a meaningful pool of capital over time. For the right business, a captive can transform insurance from a recurring expense into a strategic financial asset. In the next episode, we'll move from theory to implementation. I'll walk through how a captive insurance company is actually established, who the key third-party professionals are that help design and operate one, including actuaries, captive managers, attorneys, and regulators, and what the ongoing governance and management of a captive looks like. If you're a business owner interested in advanced strategies for protecting your company and building long-term wealth, you won't want to miss that discussion. As I bring this episode to a close, I hope you found this discussion on captive insurance companies educational and thought-provoking. I'd like to invite you to visit us at www.advisors.ubs.com/business to learn more about our full suite of solutions. Again, that's www.advisors.ubs.com/business. As always, thank you for listening to Strategic Planning for Business Owners. If you found this episode valuable, please subscribe and share it with someone who might benefit from this information. Until next time, I'm Stephen Young, and I look forward to speaking with you again in our next episode.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review Client Relationship Summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.
This podcast was edited by Resonate Recordings.